What if two little words that take us by the hand to the place of imagination, of hopes and dreams and visions, of wind and fire and spirit, of grace? Come with me, will you? To the place of imagination. Imagine a cathedral with a strong and vibrant core community who feel honored to welcome visitors and tourists and seekers, and who are really curious to know what news they bring from afar. Imagine a church that hungers for knowledge and thirsts for communion with God, whose people pray and study, where people are deeply intentional about following the way of Jesus and are able to give a reason for the hope that is in them. Imagine a church where people know for themselves what's what and who's who in the Bible, where every baptized person knows the 6 questions of the baptismal covenant by heart and can describe how they are putting that baptismal covenant into practice in their own life. Imagine a church that attracts people of intellect and heart, high and low, rich and poor, one with another, where everyone's name is known and every story honored, a church where people are missed if they are away. Imagine a church where children are not just seen, but heard, and where no one ever describes the church as they, only we. This is who we are, but what are we about? Imagine a church where everyone is crew and no one a passenger. Imagine a church that thinks of itself as a ministering community rather than a community gathered around a minister, whose doors open in for those seeking quiet and wisdom and solace, whose doors equally open out, and whose members understand that they have come in only to be equipped in order to go back out and be the voice and hands and mind and heart of Christ in the world. Imagine a church that measures its success not by Sunday attendance, but by the difference it makes in the world and its maturity of faith. Imagine a church that can see what needs saving in the world and that is committed to the work of reconciliation and healing and peacemaking. Imagine a church that sees its space less as a monument to be maintained than a God-given haven for all, a touchstone for gathering, a space for equipping, and a platform for ministry. And imagine a church that has the will to create such space. Imagine a church where no one ever has to ask for money because everyone already gives freely and generously to a mission they believe in. Now, this church is a cathedral. So imagine a cathedral that relishes its role as a leader and a pace setter, not only in the diocese, but in the whole Canadian church, that looks forward to welcoming the diocesan family to the shared home of all parishes. Imagine a cathedral who sees one of its principal responsibilities as testing, refining, and showcasing the priorities of the diocese. Imagine a cathedral willing and unafraid to offer its name and reputation to those worthy secular or multi-faith initiatives and causes that align with its own values. Imagine a cathedral to which other parishes want to turn for help or advice or resources. Imagine a cathedral that goes out of its way to build relationships by inviting others to speak and to preach and to participate in its life and worship. Imagine a cathedral that patronizes arts of all kinds, music, visual arts, dance, drama, and with a particular view to connecting theology and the arts. Imagine a cathedral with adequate space and staff to do these things well. And how shall we be? Well, imagine a church that isn't afraid to try something new and never rejects any idea out of hand because it didn't work the last time. Imagine a church that refuses to content itself with mediocrity, half-heartedness, or shabbiness. Imagine a church that is strong enough to fail and resilient enough to rise up and try something else without recrimination or blame. Imagine a church that repudiates the idolatry of certainty and honors every question as a path to truth, where law and rules are known to be a good servant, but a poor master. Imagine a church that is imaginative, that values everything that the box is good for, but also knows how to think outside the box and to color outside the lines. Imagine that church, will you? And ask yourself, what if? Join me. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.